Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. With your Giants in 90, joined by Lance Meadow, I am John Schmelk. Yesterday, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin announced his resignation officially at a press conference, and he talked about how football is more than just X's and O's.
But I can tell you right now, it has become the source of drive for me, is that when our players, whether they're in their career, after their career, when they come back to me and they say, Coach, I love you. And they follow that up by saying they've become better men, better husbands, better fathers, better friends because of their experience having been a New York Giant. And while the two Super Bowl trophies right out here are incredible accomplishments, and I'm very proud of them, don't get me wrong, I believe it is the unbreakable bond between coach and player that defines me as a coach and any humble success that we might have had here as New York Giant coaches.
And Lance, after watching that speech, I think everybody in the room wanted to run through a wall for Tom Coughlin. Clearly still a great motivator. And that's not a speech I don't think Tom Coughlin would have given if this was 2004, 2005. I think he's really evolved a lot since becoming head coach of the Giants.
Yeah, the narrative for his tenure with the Giants certainly changed compared to when he started as the head coach, compared to where obviously he's going to be heading out in terms of his relationship specifically with players. And that soundbite just basically summed up his back and forth relationship with players, how much of an impact he had, John, not just on the field, but off the field. I thought his speech was eloquent. I thought it was thoughtful, and I thought it was extremely reflective.
And players over the past few days have talked about Tom Coughlin as more than just a coach, as a father figure. Posts on social media from guys like Steve Weatherford, guys like Justin Tuck, guys like Chris Knee, David Deal, Sean O'Hara. It's really been an outpouring of love for a head coach. And you can just see by the number of players that were at the press conference, these guys, past and present, love Tom Coughlin.
And they continue to show up training camp after training camp. We saw that throughout the course of Coughlin's career here with the Giants. You mentioned Justin Tuck. He put an Instagram posting out, John, and he talked about how he became a better man, a better father as a result of Tom Coughlin. They haven't just been focusing on his accomplishments as a head coach, but how much of an impact he's had just on their daily lives.
It's not just winning. It's winning the right way and being the right type of person. And that's really what Tom Coughlin stood for as a member and the leader of the New York Football Giants for the past 12 seasons. That's your Giants in 90. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody. Have a great day. Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way at noon. Anita Marks and David Deal take your calls.